Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, and I'm the creator and host of Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. During the quarantine, I launched an Instagram live show called ZIGTV. This is one of my 150-plus interviews that I did during that time.
Now I'm really excited to talk to Aaron Reynolds. Hold on one second. Let me have him come in. And he wrote Creepy Carrots and Creepy Pair of Underwear and has a new book out. Hi.
Hey, Zibby. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to talk to you. I can't explain how many times I've read your books out loud to my kids. So the fact that you're here is just awesome.
Thanks. So what are we talking about today?
What are we talking about? Tell everybody about your latest book, for starters.
All right. Well, now Instagram does this backwards thing. So I discovered this. I did my first Instagram Live yesterday, and I'm like, it doesn't show. It's all backwards. But I'm going to do a little flip around, and bam, there's the cover.
Okay, so
there's the proper cover. That's what it looks like. It's called The Incredibly Dead Pets of Rex Dexter. And it is... It's a supernatural murder mystery of the silliest kind. It's my first novel, and it feels, I write picture books and graphic novels, and it feels a little crazy calling it a novel, because it's novel, like when I say I'm a novelist now, it sounds so serious, and it's weird to call this a novel because it's a big wad of silliness pretty much. So it's about a kid named Rex. That's him with the hair, and he more than anything wants to have a dog of his own, preferably a chocolate Labrador Retriever. He's not picky, but through a weird series of supernatural events involving a cursed carnival game, he gains the ability to see and talk to dead animals. And so all these weird dead animals start showing up in his bedroom wanting him to solve their murders, like this weird dead chicken. You know he's dead. How do you know? Because X is on the eyes. That's international symbol for death. So it just came out yesterday. Yesterday was his book birthday.
Yay,
so
congratulations.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to have it out there in the world finally. Yeah.
And it's great too. I started reading it to my kids. I didn't realize at first it wasn't a picture book, but then when I was like, okay guys, that's what I'm going to read you. Just spend 5 minutes with me. And then I was like, okay, maybe more than 5 minutes. Anyway, so I read the first couple of pages, and then of course, you know, they're 5 and 6, they wandered off, but,
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, but it was great. Your style of writing, it's like, you're immediately into the book, right? It's like, you know, and what did you call it? So anytime there's a poop reference in the beginning, like what did you call the town? That's
It talks about
Poopsylvania.
Yeah.
So that really tickled them. So thank you for that.
Page one. Yeah. And you're welcome. Yeah.
So where did you come up with this idea? Where do you come up with all your ideas? They're all a little bit like, I don't know, creepy underwear.
Weird, right? Yeah.
Are you just like
A lot of kids ask me that question, and I don't have a good answer for it. My pat answer is I really have no idea where this goofiness comes from. My wife says I'm professionally immature, so okay. I think that helps a lot. Yeah, a ton. But I don't know. It's interesting because I had wanted to write. This is for middle grade kids, so second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade. And I had wanted to delve into a book for that audience for a long while now. I love picture books. I'll always write picture books. I adore picture books. But I really wanted to do a middle grade chapter book or middle grade novel, something a little longer. And I had written one, and I got to the end of it, and I reread it, and I just wasn't happy with it. And I think a lot of people don't realize that about authors is that we don't nail it every time. I wrote it and it wasn't publishable. I didn't even send it to my agent. I didn't even send it to my publisher. It just wasn't there. And so I was like, but I really want to do this. So I wrote another whole novel and I read that one. And, I liked the premise and the idea, but it wasn't there. So I before I wrote this, I had written over the course of 5 years, maybe like 3 practice novels, I call them my practice novels. And it was really through the process of doing that I feel like I got better at it, you know? And I think like all things, you you don't just sit down one day and I want to be an author, and I sit down and I write this New York Times bestseller, and it's first shot, and it's amazing, and it's awesome, and it's incredible. That's not how it works. So even though I had lots of experience writing picture books, and I had written a ton of them, and I felt like, okay, I pretty much knew how to dive into a picture book and make it happen, this was a whole new format. So it took practice and work and time. And when I got the idea, it's funny because the idea came from a very not kid-friendly place. I was watching M. Night Shyamalan's The Sixth Sense. And don't let your kids watch that. But it's an amazing premise, you know, this idea of this kid who can see dead people and only he can see them. And I was like, that's such an amazing premise. And I've never heard of it done like for kids. And like, what would a kid version of that look like? And it got me asking, what if a kid could talk to dead animals? What would that look like? What would they ask him? What would they want from him? Why would they come to him? So it's the goofiest thing sometimes that jump into your head and lead you to a book.
And how long did this book take you? Like, I know you have like all the other ones under your belt, but...
Once I sat down and I had an idea, and I had, like I said, I had really put in my practice, novel writing boot camp, so to speak. This one came out pretty quick, but I would say I wrote it in about 2 months. So that's pretty quick for me for something of this length. Since then, I've written several. I have more novels coming out, but that was very quick for me. So, and like most books I write, which is funny because, you know, like I'll go to schools and librarians will say, like, Creepy Carrots, like publishers accepted that immediately, right? And I'm like, no, that it got widely rejected by publishers. They were like, this is weird. This is scary. This is not a kid's book. And I'm like, it so is, because kids love creepy and kids love scary and kids love, and it's not a scary book. It's a creepy book that's funny. It's a funny episode of The Twilight Zone. It's, you know, so this like those, my agent had to find the right home, somebody who got it. That's always my agent's brilliant at matchmaking my stuff, because my stuff isn't for everybody. But it's somebody, I think somebody who loves quirky and weird and funny, and my stuff is right for them. And I think especially, I hate to say boy friendly, but it is a very boy friendly book. It's you know, you say novel to a especially a boy, but a reluctant boy reader who's, and they're like, oh, look how thick that is. No, I can't. No. And yet I think it's really accessible and really humor and goofiness and a little bit of creepy. It's a great on-ramp to get kids who might call themselves non-readers, mm-hmm. to say, maybe I am a reader. Maybe I do like books, you know? So I think the best thing we can do is let kids read what they love to read and be the grown-up in their life who puts that next amazing thing in their hand that they adore. And so I just kept coming back to that era of life, that fourth, fifth, sixth grade kid who hasn't found their books yet. And I want to write that goofy and weird and kooky and, you know, has the word Poopsylvania on the and that book that a kid will grab this and say, that looks funny. A book about a dead chicken and it's a little fat, and so maybe I'm a little intimidated by it, but Poopsylvania is on page one, so how bad can it be? And they get to, they plow through it and get to the end of it, and they're like, I'm a book reader. Like, that's amazing.
Aww. Well, thank you so much for coming on my little Instagram live show. And thank you for all those times that I've been in bed reading your books to my kids. you've unknowingly entered my home and my most intimate spot with my kids. So thank you for that.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Cindy.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. All
right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to one of my ZIGTV episodes, which I launched with Authors Live during the quarantine. For more author interviews, you can listen to my podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books.